Thank you, Mr. President. Just building on what we said in the introductory remarks here, we think we can also strengthen the language that's dealing with universalization of the norm. Perhaps adding when we're talking about noting the continued increased use of anti-personnel mines, language about their severe humanitarian impact and that they constitute a grave concern and the ongoing use constitutes a grave concern. Just to strengthen the language there. And then repeating the comments earlier, so we talk about the condemnation of use of mines by any actor. Here again, it should read under any circumstances. And then also a call to take steps to end such use in that same line. I think I'll move in a little different direction from what the ambassador of Japan just mentioned on the indicator under action 11, the condemnation. Right now it talks about condemnation of violations of the convention, which actually might fall better under a section on compliance. Maybe there is no. But I do think that there should be an indicator noting the number of states parties that talk about ongoing use. So perhaps if it said number of states parties that condemn use of anti-personnel mines and other assaults on the convention's norms during convention meetings. I think normally when states do talk about ongoing use, they do use such strong language, or perhaps another word could be found that would satisfy the ambassador, but taking it out altogether I think would be too bad. Thank you.